This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
What the hell's going on out here?
Luke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
Anyone ever tell you look like a penis with a little hat on?
You're out of here!
Oh, no,
right
no, no,
now,
no,
Jimmy, I heard
you misunderstood
that!
Misunderstood.
Why? What do you mean, why? We're in the championship, aren't we? Well, that's what you wanted, wasn't it? Well, just behave yourselves and act like men.
I'm not much for giving inspirational addresses. The local press seems to think we'd save everyone a lot of time and trouble if we just went out and shot ourselves.
You play ball like a girl!
I think you're a loser.
I'm a bum!
Hello, fellow baseball bummers out there. This is one half of your team, Jimbo, here. Let me welcome in Kris Kringle himself, the big man, Jono. What's going on,
hey,
bud?
Hey, Jimbo. How the hell are you, babe?
Hey, I'm excited about this. You know, with the holidays, we're very fortunate here at Lineup Media. You know, they're going to close down the office and give us some much-needed time with our family. And a popular thing to do with stuff like this is to do kind of a best of. For us, I know you and I talked, and for you out there, the listeners, being that we're a baseball show, we cover lots of things from what's really going on in the world of baseball, what's going on behind the scenes, some of the great things. We talk about movies, different players, things like that. When Jono and I got together and looked at this, we started thinking, okay, if we were going to replay an episode, what would it be? We've had great people around. You know, Benji Molina was kind enough to join us and talk about his experiences with, like, opening day, things like that. But when it came right down to it,
biggest impact.
Yeah, you can't talk about baseball this year and not talk about the Cubs.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big deal, and it wasn't even close on the vote.
I mean, think about that, John. 108 years. Can you imagine?
108 years, and the team they played against. I mean, they were no.
That was great.
They were no newcomers to this. I mean, they've been around the block to where that. It was like 1950, 1948.
Yeah, they had been
like
a while too. And you know, think about like right now. And listen, listeners, it's Christmas time. This is one of my brothers right here. He's one of my best friends. I'm not writing him, but the reality of it is, he is a Reds fan. He has lived through some great times with his Reds, and I'm not going to say recently. But it's happened in his adult lifetime. I mean, what year was it they won the World Series?
1990, okay. And I know where I was and all that. So it is very much an impact on your life, I got to say.
And then you grew up with the Big Red Machine. So, I mean, you have those memories and those things.
Yeah.
If you are a Cubs fan, to this point, you do not have that, right? This year, and, you know, I would say kudos to Theo Epstein, kudos to the ownership group. Kudo to the players themselves. They put together and made an unbelievable run. And now the rest is history. We all know. I mean, it's not like their suspense is killing everybody. We know what they did.
Yeah.
Now, the reality is there were people out there that have lived and breathed Chicago Cubs baseball for quite some time.
Yeah.
The heartache. What I like most is being that I'm a Cardinal fan, and you don't get to experience as much being a Reds fan, but we've had a natural rivalry with the Cubs for so long. We happen to know a gentleman who's from that area that loves the Cubs, okay? And he had the opportunity to kind of live
this. And he's the voice of millions, millions of Cub fans out there throughout the country.
And the reality of it is he was able to, you know, and good for him, he was able to live this, okay? And you know, he painstakingly will tell us, and you'll hear, you know, it wasn't cheap. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. He did it. But he's going to have memories now forever and ever that he'll never be able to have taken away from
him.
He lived through this. He was a part of it. And the reality of it is, with the Cubs and the way they're sitting, it wouldn't surprise me if they wound up back there. We all know how hard it is to repeat.
Very hard. And you know what? You can have a 3-5 horse, 1-9 horse, all you want. But it's hard to carry that out. And they almost got stung at the end,
sure,
too.
It was an amazing game. Amazing game. But the reality of it is what they provided Major League Baseball and fans everywhere was an opportunity to be a part of something that hasn't happened in all reality in 108 years. So for us, this was a no-brainer because it wasn't just a couple of guys talking about the Cubs winning the World Series. And his name's Tor Herrmann. Great guy. You know, most of you out there, most of you out there that are going to listen to this have never met him. But you feel like you know him really well by the end of this and who he is, what he stands for. And it was an interesting thing that we just so happened to be friends with a guy that was living this. And again, admittedly, I'll tell you, had the resources and stuff to be able to go and do something that I'm sure a million of his fellow Cubs fans wish they could have done. But he lived it. He got to do it. And we were able to talk to him while he was knee-deep in the middle of it. So I don't know, John. I mean, we looked. In my opinion, this was by far the one episode to play.
It was definitely the 2016 impact. I think that this was the one that not going to settle for another couple years for Cub fans, it shouldn't. I mean, that's what's so special about it.
And the neat thing is the other way this feels is it's almost like, okay, we're going to pay homage to them one more time, right?
Yeah.
But then when we come back in 2 weeks, okay? Well, no, when you hear this, it'll be a week. When we come back. You know, hey, it's 2017. Everybody's tied for first.
All bets off.
All bets are off. Everybody's got a chance. That's what's great about it. You know, I don't want to hear any of these stories. Well, we can't be. Anybody can win, okay? If you can go out there and have a special season. And everybody can kind of get back on their own bandwagon and start looking at what their team needs to do to be successful. But for myself and my comrade here, who I love like a brother, and all the people here at lineupmedia.fm and producer Brian, who does this every week, I want to wish everybody out there a fantastic New Year and holiday season, Christmas, New Year's. It's been a great year for us. The show has done better than we ever thought it would do, and we look forward to continuing it and bringing you cutting stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely been a nice ride so far, and having Fish on board, really outstanding. I don't know about Steve-O if he's going to be around, but in any case, I love the crew that we got, and I love to share more views, more opinions, and just be a fan base for Bleacher Bums. That's what the whole show was based on, just guys that kick back on the bleachers and enjoying a game.
Well, and you know, there's a saying that goes around. It's a little corny, but it takes a village, right? So you and I both realized that another voice would help. Just from a difference of opinion, you and I are a lot alike. We're passionate, and we get. But Fish brings that knowledge because he is, you know, a very knowledgeable guy about the history of baseball, and he has interesting opinions, and he's passionate about those opinions. He does bring kind of an outside liar look to some things. So he was a great addition.
God bless him,
Steve. Steve-O, who does some other stuff around here. He was actually a very good baseball player himself. Real knowledgeable guy. Always has interesting takes. He has filled in whenever yourself or somebody else was gone. It almost feels like he's part of the show. So again, I am speaking. I guarantee you for those two, they're not here today while we're putting this thing together, but the reality of it is, from all of us here at Bleacher Bums, we want to wish everybody out there happy holidays.
From lineupmedia.fm,
for sure.
Wish you guys all a Merry Christmas and a happy New Year, safe one too. Folks, if you're drinking and driving, don't even think about, you know, just your health or your safety. Think about the people out there on the road trying to get home from where they're at, too. I mean, let's be safe. Let's keep our heads together on this one.
In this day and age, with Uber, with taxis, with friends, with the availability to get a ride somewhere,
There's no excuses.
Great programs, no excuses. Let's be safe. It personally affected me when I was a young man. I lost some family members on New Year's Eve. It's a terrible thing to go through. You do not ever want to have to do that. And for all of you out there that have went through it, I'm sorry. I understand your pain. But let's try to get better with it. I think everybody has great intentions with it. Let's do a great job. But as we move forward into the year again, I can't thank everybody enough for joining the show. I do want to encourage you to make sure you check out BleacherBumsPodcast.com. It's our website. You can catch up on back episodes, of course. Twitter has been great to us, at Bums Podcast. And of course, Facebook is always awesome. Just, you know, Bleacher Bums Podcast on Facebook. But
if you guys are out there on iTunes, just looking around or whatever, How about leaving a little review for us, too? It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt at all, Jimbo.
Love the reviews.
Yeah. If we get little reviews there, that always helps out. And that, you know what? It's been a great ride with you so far, buddy.
Hey, brother, I love you, and I look forward to doing the show with you.
You know, it's outstanding how we can have our opinions, and when we walk out of this door, everyone's like high-fiving. So it's been great, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Well, without waiting any longer, we bring you what we feel is our year-end show, and it's nobody more deserving than the Chicago Cubs and the show they put on for everybody. You know, they were the best team in the league. More times than not, the best team in the league never wins a World Series, but they managed to do it. As my man said, you know, it wasn't easy for them, but they pulled it out. Great teams find a way to win. Congratulations to all of you out there in Cub Nation. You waited 108 years for this. As a Cardinal fan, you know, it hurts. One of the things you're going to hear in this interview, which was my favorite thing of all, and this is why I love the rivalry. I love the rivalries when people don't get ignorant, okay? But I love the fact that Tor will tell you in this interview, real Cub fans do not want us to feel happy for them. They want it to stay just like it's always been. They want to not like us. We want to not like them, because that's what a rivalry is. So this is by far one of my favorites. John, anymore?
No, it's definitely, yeah, you're definitely right about it. We used to have something like that with the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Reds, when we were with the NL West back at that time. We had a little grudge match, but you see it throughout. You see with the LA Dodgers, Frisco, and it's a Boston, New York, stuff like that. I hope it never dies out. And I always keep it healthy and always keep it just on the fine line of don't hurt yourselves over it either. You know, just be cheering your team on, but don't take it out on people too.
Well, without further ado, let's go to what, again, we feel is well-deserved. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs, but know this, starting in January, you guys are just like everybody else. Enjoy your time.
That's off. Even my Reds got a 0-0.
That's right.
We'll be in first place,
too. And thanks again to our friend Tor Herman for taking this time. So please join us in reliving it one more time and getting that feeling of what it was like to really be there. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll see you in 2017.
Merry Christmas, my friends.
Go Cubs, go!
Go Cubs, go, baby!
Welcome to our special edition of Bleacher Bums. It's our Go Cubs, go edition. Happy to bring this to all you guys. We have such a large faction of fans in Chicago. We had a little fun with Chicago fan a week or so ago, and some of them enjoyed it. We had a few people that were upset with us, so we thought this would be our way of saying it was all in good fun. We thought we'd throw you guys a special edition because after all these years, we felt you deserved it. This is a brainchild of my partner over here, Jono. Welcome
game
in, Jono.
Game seven, man. This is a big game, and yep. I don't know if you're a Cleveland fan or a Cubs fan, how you even slept last night thinking about what's going to go down tonight.
Well, that's the thing, too. Yes, we're kind of dedicating this to Cub fan, and we'll tell you why here in just a second. But you know what? It doesn't matter. This edition is special because we'll tell you a little bit about our motivation here. I actually asked this gentleman to jump on the show because it was such a unique time for Cub fan, and that is a good friend of ours who lives in Cardinal Nation is a Cub
throw
fan.
Cardinal
yeah,
Nation
well, he, well, he lives in St. Louis.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, so he's a huge Cub fan, and he's endured a lot of ribbing over the years, and now it's his time to shine. Let's welcome in our good friend Tor Herman, who is a Chicago fan in Cleveland. What's going on, Tor?
Hey, guys. You know what? You're right about the lack of sleep. You can probably hear it in my voice. And there was a lot of yelling and screaming last night. So,
man,
good time. You can
game.
Hear my voice. I'm a little raw and a little tired, but excited as can be. And let me correct you one thing, Chrome, real quick. I don't know if am I allowed to swear on this
show? Absolutely.
Because I haven't gotten ribbing. I've gotten a bunch of shit from Cardinals fans for about the 10 years I've been living down there. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if I'm going to give the shit back. I'm just going to enjoy it myself quietly. But, yeah, ribbing is a nice word.
I tell you what, man, you have definitely given it back and plus some, because this Cubs team is looking damn good. But now I tell you what, you are facing probably a vampire Dracula's crucifixion here with Kluber. This guy has been unstoppable with you. What's your thoughts, yeah, man? What's your thoughts going into this?
So here's the deal. Kluber scares the hell out of any Cubs fan. First of all, he's a great pitcher, and that cutter he's got is almost unhittable. Hopefully the third time around. The Cubs hitters are amazing. We all know that. Third time around, hopefully they'll figure something out. And the one thing I saw last night, and I don't know, Chrome and John, if you guys paid close attention to Tomlin, the guy was maxing out at 87, right? Yeah. So this short rest thing could have an impact. We'll see how Kluber does. I'm sure as a general, he's going to be through the roof. But, you know, pitchers' arms, they wear down. And my hope is Kluber will be a little tired. And if he's not pitching with the same bite on his cutter or same speed on his fastball.
Very good point.
We all know the Cubs hitters are hot, man. So that's what I'm hoping.
And
let's not forget, John, we got Hendricks. Right. Hendricks had a 2.1 whatever ERA.
No, you're right.
The kid's amazing. So, yeah.
You know, I brought up on the show Monday, Jono and I were talking that Madden had brought up kind of playing the card already. I'm going to Cleveland with two well-rested pitchers. So, you know, do you feel confident knowing that?
I don't feel confident at all. I'm scared shitless, to be honest with you. I'm not kidding you. These games are barely fun to watch. I mean, the only time it became fun last night, and, you know, the whole thing's fun. I always try to enjoy it. And if you're going to travel to a game, you got to realize that the results could be something so negative. You know, John, you've done it. You go to a Cowboys game and they lose, and you're so pissed off.
Yeah.
And you're thinking to yourself, why did I even come? Right? So you got to sort of divorce yourself from that when you go travel. So I'm trying to have a good time, but I'm nervous as hell. And it wasn't until we were up by a touchdown that I started feeling at least somewhat comfortable where I could watch the game and enjoy it, you know?
How is the atmosphere down there? Or not down there. Over in there. Cleveland, yeah. Every time I say down there, I'm thinking of Cowboys. So, yeah, how is the atmosphere in Cleveland? Yeah.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Jono.
First of all, Cleveland's a better town than people give it credit for. It really is. It's kind of nice downtown. They got, like, this 4th Street area. It's got a lot of cool bars. And the atmosphere is, as you would assume, just incredibly, incredibly energetic, right? But the difference that I don't think I've ever seen traveling to a sporting event is the respect that the fans have for each. It's really odd. It's like we respect each other because we've sucked for so long, right? We've both teams, fans, have dealt with so much crap, so much losing,
right,
that it's almost like we respect. I swear to God, like one of the fans in the stands, guys, he's sitting behind me, we're hanging out, we're having a good time, we're talking, and you know, at one point I turned to him, I'm like, listen, why couldn't this be Toronto, right? Why couldn't it be the Yankees? Why couldn't it even the A's? Like, yeah, if we win the World Series, why does it have to be Cleveland?
And
they feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, you know what, both you guys deserved it, and what are they, 1948?
40, yeah, and
there,
1908, 1948.
So you know what? That's. I'm glad one of you guys will break the streak finally. So
gonna have a drought end here. Hey, I got to ask you, Tor. A big deal's been made, especially in Chicago, which I think we all expected. The price of a ticket was through the roof. Yeah. If you didn't own that ticket and want to go, if you had the ticket and wanted to sell it, what you could sell it for in the market, I guess, would be the correct word, has been astronomical. I'm just curious how you got your tickets for there in Cleveland, and if you feel like sharing with the public what you paid, if you were okay with it, if you feel like you got raped, whatever, if you feel
I'll use terms like that.
Okay.
I'll use terms like whether I got screwed or not. But I don't feel like I got screwed. I mean, last night was so much fun to watch that, you know, the price didn't matter at all. But to answer your question, I got the tickets. You know, I always feel like game sixes are always huge games in every series.
Right.
And I kind of had a feeling maybe the Cubs would close out in game six, not the Indians.
Right.
But still, if you're trying to push a game to game seven, that's always an exciting, you know, game six is always exciting. So I got game six tickets about 2 weeks ago.
So,
and they were, you know, expensive, thousands of dollars, right? And we had really good seats.
Yeah, I saw that.
And brought my wife, wanted to enjoy my wife, had great seats. But then I had a couple extra too. I had four total, but somebody had to back out and couldn't make it. And I tried to sell them, and I did. on the secondary market, and the price had gone way down for game six.
Really?
So, my sense is that people didn't want to see sort of the continuation game. So Chicagoans who were going to travel,
right.
Cubs fans who were going to travel, didn't want to see a game six where they couldn't clinch,
right.
where they couldn't finish it. Right? So the price went down. Last night, a buddy of mine looked on StubHub. When it went to 7-0, when Russell hit his grand slam, went to StubHub, and the price had, like, jacked up, like 60%. It cranked up right then. So there's a lot of Chicagoans trying to get in, or Cubs fans trying to get in now to catch the seventh game. So
yeah.
The prices are back way up. Yeah.
Wow.
So Russell's your favorite player right now, huh?
Come on, man. That was so cool to watch, and what a moment for him. I don't know if you saw, apparently that ball, buddy ours, a mutual friend of ours, Tim Thompson, texted me. Apparently that ball went through, I couldn't see it, but the ball went through the tunnel and out of the stadium. Is that right?
Wow.
Hey, that's my shortstop in Fantasy League, Tor. What do you think of that?
I love him. I tried to get him from you, didn't I?
But he's available. He might be available right now. I'm just letting you know. He might be available.
I already got Bryant and Rizzo, so.
So you guys are. What are you guys doing now? What are you guys going to be doing? Are you guys hooking up with Cub fans? Are you guys in one area of Cleveland right now, getting ready and all that? Give us the whole scoop on the whole atmosphere.
Yeah, we're going to stay right downtown across from the stadium tonight. Last night, hotels were non-existent, which was weird. And I think that may have been partly because they had the game, the baseball game and the basketball game. The Cavaliers were playing right across the street. So no hotels right downtown. We got a hotel tonight downtown. So we're just going to go walk around. Like I said, the energy is just awesome. Cubs fans everywhere, everyone excited. It's really cool just to walk around and be there. And I don't know if we're going to start popping beers early. We want to be alert, but I'm sure that'll happen at some point today as well.
And talking to Cleveland fans, I know you guys mingle and all that. Are they much more nervous than you guys are from what you're getting, your perspective?
Yeah, their asses are tighter than the Ducks right now. I mean, I'm not kidding. They started feeling it. You could feel it last night.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of get that feeling like, God dang it, if we didn't take care of this the first chance we had, and we don't take care of the second chance we have, there's no way we're going to take care of the third. The anxiety from a Cleveland fan right now, it's greater than a Cubs fan. It's almost better, Jono. Think about it. It's almost better that we went down 3-1, right? Because then the Cubs could come back, and people were sort of counting them out and said, how do you come back from 3-1? And they just went into attack mode, using
right.
Chapman in the seventh inning, total attack mode, which may have been the best thing that could have happened to him. We'll see what happens tonight. But it really changed sort of the momentum, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. And I was thinking on the Cleveland fans being the perspective of the actual Cleveland players, I think they're feeling the same thing as the Cleveland Indian fans. So that's why I asked that. That's definitely a great call on your behalf. If you're down 3-1 and then they come back on you, you start looking at each other like, what the hell did we wake up?
It's sphincter time, right? Your sphincter tightens up. Everything. They're more nervous than the Cubs are right now. I really believe that.
And that was a good point you made. Their pitcher last night, he was dipping into 87. That's not going to get the job done. And Kluber, I tell you what, man, they've used him for every bit of that paycheck right now.
That's for sure. I mean, I kept looking at you look at the gun, the miles per hour. I kept looking up there thinking, he's got to be throwing, it's got to be a slider, right? He's got to be throwing off speed here. Why is he? And he's just topping out at 87. And you just sort of knew as you were watching that it was really just a matter of time. Because if your fastball is only topping out at 87, and he was like 90, 91 in Wrigley, you know, you've got to go to your off speed.
Right.
And if you've got to get your off speed over the plate, you know, you do that to Chris Bryant. That's what he did, right? He got that curveball hung over the plate and just, I mean, he smoked that ball. Did you guys see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to talk a little bit about the game itself from a baseball perspective, I mean, we're talking about the fan excitement, but from a pure baseball view, it was clear to me last night that the approach from the Chicago hitters was to sit curveball. It was like, okay, this is what he's trying to do to us. Instead of going in looking for fastball, we're going to go sit curveball. Those swings on those curveballs, you could tell we're all, I mean, nobody was out in front. Everybody was behind it. It was great. From a hitting standpoint, the way they went after him the first inning, I thought dictated the rest of the game.
They looked so confident. They looked so confident. Every swing was a, you know, he got the first couple outs, but the first one was a line drive by Fowler that, you know, if it gets by the third baseman, it's a double. Tomlin did not have anything. So let me ask you guys about this. I want to hear your thoughts from a baseball perspective, a bleacher bum perspective. Did Francona do a masterful job last night? His bullpen is fresh, right? He didn't use Miller. He didn't use Shaw, right? He didn't use Cody Ross, and he's got Kluber. So he's got those four guys fresh. The Cubs, Madden has used up his bullpen like crazy, don't you think? Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's going to come into play tonight.
Well, I think from my perspective, I think it, you know, his mindset was, and I don't say I disagree, I don't say I agree with it. I don't understand why he brought Chapman in that game last night, but hey, he's, you know, everybody's already put him in the Hall of Fame, so whatever. But on the other end, I mean, at that juncture, if they could have climbed back in the game, I think it would have been different. But, you know, the only thing I can think of from Madden's point of view is it's all hands on deck. He's got Lester and Lackey that he can throw to back up Hendricks if he needs it. I mean, again, you brought it up. Hendricks has been great this year. His last start was just okay at best. But if he wants him to, he can bring those two starters in behind him, albeit in an uncomfortable position for him, but they could do it.
That's right.
I think that Kluber will be looked at like a corner tonight. Every little thing that he does, that dugout's going to be checking him out. If he shows any bit of a tear tonight, a wear and tear, I guarantee they're going to go into what Tor just said, and they will go into two inning per guy, per pitcher, and let's try to finish it. I'm telling you, they're much more not at ease than you guys are. You're like, you know what? We fought back. Now the pressure's on them, and I think it's going to play a big role tonight.
The bats are flowing, man. We all know hitting. If you're tight when you hit, those wrists aren't loose. Your body's not loose. Right? It changes the way you hit. I think the only guy in the Indians last night that looked like I love this kid. I didn't get to watch him at all. I never watched the Indians during the season, but watching Kipnis, how much do you love him?
No, he look, man.
Good player.
In playoff, or Kipnis, okay. Yeah.
Kipnis, I thought good player. Lindor. Yeah. Lindor's been good, too. I like, you know, but you're right. I got to ask you, I know where you were sitting. What'd you I mean, obviously a big moment in the games to happen so early. I mean, what did you see on the ball that dropped between the two outfielders? You were pretty close to that, weren't you?
Yeah, so you know, guys, I love baseball. I love playing it. Love watching it. I honestly think they choked. I mean, the crowd was going nuts. It's early in the game, right? I think they couldn't hear each other, and I think both of them decided not to be aggressive on the ball, which is crazy, right? You'd rather run into each other and catch the ball than do what they did, which is to back away from it.
Right.
I honestly believe that they choked. You know what I mean? I think they both were like, I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to run into the other guy. And they both seemed to pull off of it because when it was hit, that was an out, right? I mean, that was a definite out.
Yeah, for sure.
Little pop-up. Yeah, I think they choked. I really do. And I don't know if you saw some of the things going around Facebook, but there's that from Major League where the three guys converge on the ball and they all run into each other and trip.
It's been on all day. I've seen it since the moment it happened. And that's exactly what I thought of when it happened, too. It's amazing the Major League references that happened. Hey, I got to ask you.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're you know, so tonight, I don't know, have any idea, but I mean the fans have been calling for it, the nation's been calling for it. If at the beginning of the game for the first pitch, if Ricky Vaughn walks out of the bullpen to throw that first pitch, what do you think? Will that place blow up?
He's been saying this for like 2 weeks.
Man, so listen, I think it'd be awesome. I don't know, man. I think it might diminish the moments. Like last night, they had the only living guy left from the 48.
That was really cool, by the way, wasn't it?
It was cool, and Cleveland's taking it very. You know what I mean? It's like it's it's sort of like a classy moment, and I right. think that would like almost cheapen it. You know, maybe that would have been okay in Game Six, but not in Game
right.
Seven.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he wants to know why he's not getting to do this. I think he needs to look at the last few years of his life as to why he's not doing it. So, yeah.
Well, there were plenty of Ricky Vaughn. Plenty of Ricky Vaughn jerseys.
Yeah,
there were a lot of Vaughn jerseys. Yeah.
Well, it's about the time for us. We're going to give our predictions. We're going to let you go first. What do you got? I mean, I know what your heart says, but does your heart and your mind all lined up here?
Of course it does.
Yeah, well, you guys know I'd never bet against any of my teams. In fact, I have this sort of mantra that I don't even bet on games the teams that I love are in. And so there's just absolutely no way I can think they're going to lose. I really don't. And I think that Hendricks is a better pitcher at home than on the road. And I don't think Hendricks is as much of a shutdown pitcher as his ERA says. So I think Cleveland's going to score 3 or 4 runs. But I do think the Cubs are going to score more. I think it's going to be a little bit more of a high-scoring game than people think.
Wow.
Maybe
5-3,
5-4, something like that. It's not going to end in a walk-off, let me tell you that. I think Cubs are going to win it.
Ocho, what do you got, babe?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to give my prediction on this one.
You're not.
I'm not, because I am just a fan on this one. I just want to see a good Game 7.
Right.
And you know what? Both these teams deserve it. They've been through hell. Whoever wins, I'm just going to applaud.
Yeah, I'm with you, kind of. I said this, that it just
Oh,
seems,
you're well, bullshit. No. You've been a total anti-Cub.
No, and I said it. I said it on the show Monday. It screams of Game 7. Kluber wins. He gets the MVP. I mean, that's what it screams. So I'm going to stick to my guns here. You know, doesn't it? Like, if you think about a day or two from now, what isn't the headline? Kluber, 3 games, 2 games, short rest, MVP, wins all 3 games. That's what it screams, so that's what I went with. For you, Tor, and for all of our Cub fans out there, if you do pull this thing off tonight, it would be an amazing thing. The city of Chicago is ready to explode. The Cub fans all across the country are ready to explode. I wish you guys nothing but luck tonight. And I think it's awesome the amount of people that decided I'm going to Cleveland. I think it's great.
So, Chrome, let me end with this real quick, and I've said this to many Cardinals fans, and I have, like you said, taken ribbing and taken a lot of shit from Cardinals fans when I wear my Cubs hat around, but we stick to it, and we wear it, and we're loyal with that. I want the Cardinals fans to be loyal to their hatred of the Cubs. Just keep fucking hating. We don't need you.
I know.
We don't want you. We want you to look at us like the Yankees in 5 years when we've won 4 World Series.
Ooh,
so, you know, I get all this Cardinals fans coming at me with, "Oh, I hope you get one time."
Yeah.
We don't need it.
You're talking to him right now, Tor, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I know that.
Listen,
I
wear
just
two
keep hating. Just,
hey, I wear
just
two
keep
hats
hating.
Here.
It's okay.
I wear two hats here, okay? My Cardinal hat is off right now. I'm a Major League Baseball fan here right now. I understand the levity.
God.
I get it, okay? But
he's got a fucking UN helmet on right now.
But I put my Cardinal hat back on, and I do not want you to win. I don't know why. It's just how it feels.
Listen, attaboy, that's what I want to hear. That's the way it should be. Cardinal Nation can hate the Cubs. That's okay. We accept it.
And, you know, on that note, too, just as an observer, I'm a Reds fan.
Oh, yeah.
I look at you guys like the Boston Red Sox and the Yankees. So, you know what? It's a beautiful rivalry. And sometimes we like to throw in our 2 cents in there. And
that's right.
Too. But I tell you what, good luck, Tor. We love you, man. And, you know, like I said, I'm a baseball fan. I'd like to see one of you guys win it.
Somebody's got to win it.
If there's a baseball god, something will happen tonight. Neither one of these two
clowns
win it.
It'll be a tie. We've had 2 ties in the NFL this year. Maybe we'll get a tie in the World Series.
I don't think that happens in baseball, boys.
No.
Hey, you guys, I really appreciate you doing this. This fired me up. I'm more fired up about the game. Now I can't wait. I got to wait 8 more hours.
Well, pop that first beer.
It's going to kill me.
Pop that first beer.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, brother. All right. Let us know how everything goes. We love you.
All right. Take care, pal.
All right, see you, boys.
Hey, that was friend of the show, Tor Herman. Tor has been a lifelong Cubs fan who's lived out of his element for a little while, and I think it's awesome. John, I mean, there's a million Tor Hermans out there right now that are dying for a Cubs win tonight.
I tell you, I don't know what Cleveland's been through. I don't know what they've experienced, and I know it's been hell. But I'm saying to you, I have seen firsthand, like my buddies that are Cubs fans, and they've endured, man. And God bless them. You know what? Let them have a goddamn World Series, you know?
Yeah, and listen, the ribbing and all that, he's right. I want it to be that way. I don't want Cub fan to ever be happy for Cardinal fan or vice versa. I mean, we like – that's part of this fun, right, is to get on your friends. Some people take it, obviously, over the top. That's part of it. I get it. But this is – you know, we went through it with Boston, and when that happened, and then, you know, people want to – want to love Boston fan, not love Boston fan because they felt like then after that they weren't humble. Whatever. I don't care. That's part of the fan base. That's what you do. I think Tor being there is an example of these Chicago people are
loyalty.
They're dying. Loyalty. That's
loyalty is utmost importance to Chicago Cubs fans. And yeah, you couldn't see it more by the people. They're entrenched with their team. They're more entrenched with they're Cubs
right.
than they are with the presidency and all that shit. So,
right.
God bless. You know what? Whoever wins this one, I'll just applaud. It's game seven. They have been both after each other. I got to say, though, if Kluber does win, he is the MVP.
Oh, sure.
I don't know the MVP of the Cubs. Who pulls that off?
Is it Chapman?
No, I'm not going to give it to Chapman. I wish we had Tor back on to find out who his
well, you know
Chicago
what? We'll bring
MVP.
Him back on Friday.
Okay.
If the Cubs win, we'll bring him back on Friday. We'll get his thoughts on – because by then we'll know who the MVP was, and we'll get his thoughts on it. But I thought about the same thing. I wondered if the Cubs win, who would be your MVP? Brian obviously kind of come out of his slump last night, but will his total numbers be up?
No, I don't see his total. It may decide game seven. Game seven
right.
may be the
You're
MVP.
You're right, and I think that's how it'll be. Obviously, the game has set up to, like I said yesterday, I mean, if they win this game tonight and Kluber's at all a factor, I mean, he's the MVP for Cleveland, no doubt about
and
it.
And if Russell brings in one person home.
Oh, my goodness.
He will be the MVP.
Yeah.
I think we're in that situation
yeah,
right
I think
now.
Right.
He won single-handedly
You're right.
game.
You're right. You're right. So, well, hey, listen, this was, like I said, this was a salute to Cub fans and Cleveland fans as well. I mean, we just wanted to get a perspective. You got a Cub fan in your market who's a very respectful guy who has longed for a World Series title no differently than you have. And I thought it was great to hear him say that the fans were just as respective of them as they are.
No, that's
so
cool.
I thought that was really cool.
There's no hostility there.
You
know what? We're kicking back on our couch tonight.
Yep.
Who do you got, honestly?
Honestly, I got to go Cleveland. I just do.
I think you don't want to give one? For the love, though, I love to see how hard Kluber's been playing, you know. And
yeah,
he's deserved it. So if that happens, that happens.
Well, I can tell you that it's going to be great no matter what happens.
Hey, folks, check up our shows on lineupmedia.fm. And you got Amazon, Bleacher Bones podcast/... Amazon.
Yep.
Check us out. Buy something on Amazon. We love you guys out there.
At Bums Podcast on Twitter. We will be very active during the game tonight. We'd love to hear from you guys. Hey, we leave you with the Cubs song. This is for Tor.
Tribute to Tor.
Tribute to Tor.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.